been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is the June 27th live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. And we're off to a little bit of a soggy start here in the market today. We've got our Fed chairwoman person, Miss Yellen, speaking later today. And, you know, whenever there's Fed speak, the market kind of goes into hold mode until we know what she's going to say, and that will come later this morning. In the meantime, we've got the Dow down 9 points right now. That works out to 0.04%, 4 basis points. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is currently at 21,400 even, 21,400. Those are some lofty, lofty numbers on those 30 stocks that represent our American economy. The S&P 500 is down 3 points, a little more than the Dow. The tech stocks under a little bit of pressure here again today. The S&P 500 is down almost 3 points right now. It's at 2,436. And let's not forget, back in 2009, which is pretty recent history, the S&P 500 was at 666, that biblical number. It's now at 2,436. Been some gains, hasn't there? And the newsletter, well, what can I say? The Best Stocks Now newsletter has never reversed that buy signal that I put out on the market back on March 27th, 2009. It will at some point, however, so stay tuned. Reverse that buy signal. The NASDAQ under a little pressure again today. It was been under pressure here a little bit recently. We'll talk a little bit more like that. There's some controversy swirling around the tech stocks right now. The NASDAQ is down 18 points. That works out to 30 basis points, 0.3%. The NASDAQ, however, at almost all-time high, 6,228. The weakness seems to be focused on the semiconductor sector, which we'll talk about here in a bit. The crude oil markets are down, are actually up a little bit this morning, 33 cents per barrel. So they're celebrating in Houston. Crude oil is at $43.71, however. What was the all-time high? Like 120, something like that? We got down to $26 per barrel last January. Well, here we are, $43.71. We might seem to be mired in the muck of about $45 to $55. A lot of analysts saying it's going to break 40 this time and dip down into the high 30s. We'll see. You know, everybody's got an opinion out there. The gold markets are up a little bit, $4.40 per ounce. Don't forget that $68 per pound. That's about what you pay for ribeye steak these days, if it's any good. Gold is at $1,250.80 per ounce. Silver's up 2 cents, $16.59. The euro's on the move here these days, 1.128 now, as that European vacation is getting more and more expensive. If you're planning one this summer, the 10-year yield is at 2.18%. Big rise today, 4 basis points. We were at 2.14 yesterday. We're at 2.18 today. You know, I sent out a tweet yesterday about the bond market. It's had a good couple of weeks here, maybe even a good month, 2 months. But keep things in perspective. It's only up like 2% year to date. It was up 2% last year. The stock market obviously doing much, much, much better than that. And lastly, we've got the Russell 2000, the small cap index. It's down 2.7 points today. That works out to 20 basis points. It's down 0.2%. Well, yesterday we had another weekday in the market. The banks did well. They had the Italian government reaching a deal to wind up two regional banks, and that helped our banking sector over here. But once again, I saw some weakness in the technology sector. It was down 0.6%. The semiconductor stocks were probably down about 1% yesterday. There seems to be a little bit of pressure there. Many of them have pulled back kind of to their support, their technical support levels here recently. I can't really trace why the weakness. Some are saying it's profit-taking. They are, after all, the number one sector here in the market so far this year. Maybe they got a little ahead of themselves technically. I still see good value there, but I don't like the price action that I'm seeing. I noticed there was a correlation yesterday, but I'm thinking now that maybe there was not a correlation. The Trump travel ban, which much of it was upheld by the Supreme Court yesterday, they seemed to go south immediately after. In fact, we were way up in the morning, not bad, on the technology sector, and they turned on a dime. And I still haven't been able to trace the news. That would be another theory, but I really don't see how the Trump travel ban affects the semiconductor stocks. The third theory would be Narendra Modi visiting yesterday from India. India supplies a lot of tech workers to the Silicon Valley. They get special visas for that. Tech workers obviously have to reach out to India to find the labor force that they need to build and develop, to dream, to create the next level of technology, whatever it is, autonomous cars, the newest and greatest iPhone, the latest database iterations over at Oracle, or software code for Facebook. They seem to need those workers, and Trump has threatened in the past, you know, it's America first now, let's hire America workers. But I threw out the question yesterday if America's churning out enough qualified college graduates to take these Silicon Valley jobs. I'm not sure about that. Something turned the tech stocks yesterday on a dime. Another theory. There was an analyst on CNBC yesterday. I thought this was kind of a wild theory. He's from Evercore. He put semiconductors at a sell yesterday. He put out a sell rating on the semiconductors as he sees trading similarities between the SOX index, that's the semiconductor index, and the cryptocurrency Bitcoin. All right. Well, that's a wild one, but, you know, I guess he's discovered that those two charts are fairly correlated. Bitcoin has an ETF where you can invest in Bitcoin. It's GBTC. You can see how Bitcoin exploded to the upside in May. I mean, Bitcoin was trading at about $104 per share, the ETF, it exploded to $565 per share in the course of about 2 months. It's a cryptocurrency. Kind of hard to understand, really. Even my tiny brain has a hard time wrapping itself around the cryptocurrency. But it exploded to the upside, and the semiconductor stocks did too. Now, Bitcoin has come back from that 565 top that it hit in late May, and the ETF has come down to 388, from 565 down to 388, and he's tying the sell-off in the semiconductor stocks to the drop in Bitcoin, that those are two correlated stocks. Well, there's another theory. Now, let's muddy the waters even more and get you even more confused. Needham, which is a big analyst firm, they say buy the semiconductor stocks. There's a big semiconductor convention coming up July the 11th, and they predict that 3D NAND stocks will have most likely to outperform, and they name a few there. What does Bill Gunderson say? I own still a lot of semiconductors and stocks, and while I don't like the price action in them recently, the valuations have become more compelling. Now, it is a supply and demand equation on the chip stocks. Maybe somebody knows something out there about the supply catching up with the demand, but for now, I've trimmed a few of my chip stocks, but for the most part, I continue to hold stocks like Broadcom and like Taiwan Semiconductor, etc. So the jury's still out on why the technology sector has been weak lately. My favorite theory would be the profit taking place, and I think once that's done, I still see a lot of upside for that sector, but we'll keep an eye on it day by day. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We will be right back with some Best Stocks Now.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we're new to the Phoenix area. You know, the show is heard from coast to coast and beyond the coast. I mean, clear out to Hawaii. But we're new to the Phoenix area, and I will be in Phoenix for a long weekend this 4th of July weekend. And if you're in the Phoenix area and like to meet with me and have a discussion about our management or your portfolio, you can get my take on your investments at the current time, you can book an appointment with me by going to our website at GundersonCapital.com, or you can call us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. And we'll set something up to meet with you in person. Now, we're just new in that Phoenix area. You know, a lot of folks, they're just staying cool these days, you know. They're not out in their cars, out and about, listening to business talk radio. But we're going to be in the Phoenix area on that station, Money Radio, for the next year at least, hopefully forever. And I have no doubt that as the word spreads in the Valley of the Sun that, hey, there's a Best Stocks Now radio show now that is nationally known, and now it's in the Phoenix area. Well, some of the Best Stocks Now that are in the news today, we begin with Bluebird Bio. I own Bluebird Bio in my ultra growth portfolio. This is not for a retiree that needs income. This is not for a conservative investor that doesn't want to take a lot of risk at this stage of their life. This is a 2.5% overall position in about a 35 to 40 stock portfolio that I call the ultra growth portfolio, which, by the way, is up about 18% so far this year before expenses. It's having a very good year. It's mostly made up of small and mid-cap stocks, and considering that the small-cap index is only up about 1.5% this year, and the mid-cap index is up about 4% this year, that 18% return on the ultra growth portfolio was pretty darn good. Now it comes with risk and past performance, no guarantee of future results. But every day I go through that portfolio and check those stocks as I do in all of my strategy portfolios here at Gunderson Capital Management. And I eyeball those stocks and I see if there's any news, and I look at the charts and I look at the earnings to see if there's been any changes to the earnings outlook. If one's starting to trail and fall behind the indexes by a wide margin, or look not just not keeping up with the rest of the pack, I'm always looking to upgrade or to cash one in. I recently bought Bluebird Bio, which is a very promising biotech stock. In fact, it has been in the app the number one ranked stock several times during the last month. And I've actually owned it in the past also when it was a highly ranked stock. I had a guy write to me yesterday, and he said, "Look, Bill, I'm retired. Why is Bluebird Bio ranked number one in your app? Why? How could I?" Well, you know what? In the app, I also have a category called risk profile. And Bluebird Bio, if you look at the stock itself on the app, you will see that the risk profile, number four field down, is aggressive. Okay, so you have to determine. I mean, the different risk profiles that I have in the app are speculative, aggressive, moderate, conservative, growth in income, or pure income. Six different profiles, depending on where you're at in your life. Every one of my listeners is different. So I suggested to the guy that wrote to me, I said, click on the risk profile that best fits you, and you'll see the ranking of stocks within that risk profile. Okay, and Bluebird would not come up if you're a conservative investor. So that's another very important piece when we designed the app and when we did the thought process on it. I wanted people to be able to look within their risk profile. Now, maybe they want to add a few aggressive stocks to their portfolio, their conservative portfolio, and you can do a sort on aggressive. But I have other people, when they come to me, they're aggressive. They say, Bill, I want to be aggressive. I want you to invest aggressively for me. So one of the stocks I own is Bluebird Bio. They're in the news yesterday. They got some interim results on Lenti-D for cerebral adrenoleukodystrophy in males under 18 years old. And the results were good. They had a 76% hit rate of positive results. They also announced, so why is the stock down a little bit today? Well, they also announced a stock offering of $350 million. And I've had people ask me, Bill, what about stock buybacks and what about companies that do stock offerings? What impact does that have on the stock? Well, that's very simple. When you announce a $350 million offering of common stock, you're diluting the current shareholders. Their ownership is going to go down a little bit, and you're also diluting the earnings per share and the sales per share and the book value per share because you're floating more shares. So it can be a bad thing. It can also be a good thing because now the company is going to raise $350 million from the sale of those shares, and they can use it towards growing the company, you know, finishing off or continuing to work on the research that they're doing on potential blockbuster drugs. The other hand, when a company buys back shares, that takes shares off of the market. That increases the earnings because now you're dividing by the earnings by less shares outstanding. It helps the price to sales numbers. It helps the price to book value numbers. It helps the price to cash flow numbers and the price to earnings numbers because you're dividing by a smaller number when you buy back shares. So buying back shares are bullish for a stock. And floating shares can go both ways. For the most part, it's dilutive and it's not a good thing. But when you've got something that you just need some extra money from time to time to continue that project along, it can also be a good thing, floating more shares. So Bluebird Bio in the news today. It's still my number three ranked stock overall. It's a $4.5 billion company. They're working on a very important, some cancer drugs. And a J.P. Morgan recently called them one of the most promising cancer stocks in the world. But keep in mind, it's aggressive. I have a 2.5% position for only my most aggressive clients. The symbol is blue. Not a recommendation, but an example of a best stock now. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question? Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? Well, the Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see Bill live. We will be in Sarasota at the Hyatt Regency downtown on July 13th at 6:30 p.m. for a live evening of stories, entertainment, and solid advice on buying or selling Best Stocks Now. The best part is it's free. The Wonder Gunder Tour stops in Atlanta the following week on July 20th at the Hyatt Regency Perimeter, also at 6:30 p.m., and Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day before and the day after each seminar. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to GundersonCapital.com and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page. That's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier.
One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/start. That's ZipRecruiter.com/start. ZipRecruiter.com/start.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We got a little bit of a soggy market here again today. Some continued profit-taking in that tech area. Light profit-taking, however. It's not like they're selling off viciously. And I still do not believe for a minute that there is a valuation bubble out there. In fact, if you look at a lot of the stocks in my technology sector, leading stocks, you'll find that they're still trading at quite reasonable PEG ratios. I mean, you can't even begin to compare the valuations that a lot of these killer stocks like Facebook and Broadcom, et cetera, are trading at today. You can't compare those with the year 2000. I was there in the year 2000. PEG ratios were 5 to 15. I still have many stocks that I own where the PEG ratio, that's the PE divided by the growth rate, is under 1. That is not a valuation air pocket, Goldman Sachs. That is not a valuation bubble, as many others have said. Well, to give some equal time here to the dividend investors, to the retirees, you know, they cover their ears. They hold their nose and they cover their eyes when I mention biotech stocks without any earnings that are burning money in a lab somewhere, trying to come up with maybe a drug that someday will bring in some revenues. Well, the odds are long, obviously. It costs a lot of money to bring a drug to market. Oh, I know there's been some pricing abuses on drugs of people, but you know what? Once again, it costs a lot of money to bring a drug to market. Why should they give the drug out for free? Why should they give the drug out at a loss when it costs them a lot of money to bring a drug to the market? Now, the biotech stocks have had a little bit of lift underneath them recently. The FDA has loosened up just a little bit. These drug companies that have dealt with a very, very difficult FDA in the past have, you know, met with the new administration, and he said, you know, here's one of the things you can help us with. This is just ridiculous. We have drugs that we know work on many different diseases and ailments of the human body and the brain, etc., but the drug approval process here in the U.S. has just gotten ridiculous. And President Trump has been announcing that, hey, we're going to try to see what we can do. One of the problems at the FDA is they're understaffed. Okay, you've got a life-saving drug and the government bureaucrats are holding it up because they're understaffed. Hey, maybe we can beef up the committee at the FDA and the panel at the FDA for these drug reviews. We're talking life or death here. We hear Nancy Pelosi and others talking about, well, these people that are losing their health care insurance, hundreds of thousands will die. I wonder how many will die when a drug approval is being knocked around at the FDA and all kinds of bureaucracy and not hitting the streets. They hit the streets in Europe much faster than they do in the U.S. I wonder how many people die while they're waiting for that drug approval. Just a thought. Well, we're going to go in a completely different direction here now and talk about a dividend stock. We've got to give some fair time to our retirees in Sarasota, where we'll be in mid-July. Rob keeps telling me, Bill, we're getting an overwhelming. He's in charge of signing up the people for the appointments that we're going to meet face-to-face across the table, look into each other's eyes, and I'm going to say, hey, man, here's what I can do for you as a money manager. We're headed to Atlanta the following week. That has been a very brisk response. I'm looking forward to that. And then we're headed to Seattle sometime, depending on the salmon bite and the tuna bite. That's how we're scheduling that trip. When I bring back some albacore and some salmon with me for the smoker in my backyard. Anyways, let's talk about a dividend payer. And you would think, you know, you're thinking AT&T. I know. Oh, AT&T, it pays a 5% dividend. That's all it pays. There's no growth at AT&T. That's a problem. I'm going to talk about another one that I own, kind of a stock of today, kind of a stock that's been able to figure out how to fend off and hold at bay Amazon, a stock that doesn't pay a hefty dividend, but 2.4% is the same yield on the 10-year treasury. And as I look out over the next 5 years, I see a lot more upside potential in a stock, an equity, a company where I have ownership in that company, collecting that dividend. I see more upside potential in that stock than I see in a U.S. Treasury paying 2.4% that has the risk of rising interest rates. Well, the stock I'm going to talk about, and this may surprise you, they've had some good growth here recently. Look at their most recent four quarters. Earnings up 16%. Earnings up 51%. Earnings up 27%. Earnings up 40%. No, that's not AT&T. AT&T single digits. No. Instead, this is a $17 billion company headquartered in Richfield, Minnesota. We're waiting to go to Minnesota when the ice is thick enough so that Rob doesn't fall through. Although some people have said, hey, send him when the ice is thin. We want him to fall through. Hey, that's not nice. Come on. Be nice to Rob. From what we understand, the ice is about 2 inches thick in November, about 4 inches thick in December. And in January, we can drill a hole in the ice and do some ice fishing. Now, my ancestors being from Norway, I'm sure they did some ice fishing up there in Norway to feed the family in January and February when everything's frozen over with the tundra's frozen. We want to head up there when the ice is thick. Well, Best Buy's the name of the company. And I saw some news on it yesterday that perked my interest. And I said, you know, I need to talk about Best Buy again. Now, here again, it's a 2.5% position in my growth and income portfolio. This is a totally different risk profile from the Bluebird Bios in the aggressive portfolio. That's how the app is engineered. So, you know, the guy who wrote me the question yesterday, you look up your risk profile and you do your sorts and you stay in that universe over there. Don't get over here on the thin ice. Stay on the thick ice. You're retired now. You can't afford to fall through the ice and come back again. You're retired now, so you got to have a different risk profile. Well, Best Buy, I read Piper Jaffray's piece on it yesterday. They said they're in a good position to benefit from smart products home trend. You know what that is? The other day I rang the doorbell of my son's house. He said, Dad, I'll be right home. What the heck? I get a text message. Well, he's monitoring his doorbell from the playground where he is with his daughter. Okay, and of course, the guy next door to me, his alarms are going off all the time. Every time I walk into my garage, his bright spotlight comes on me like I'm trying to escape from prison or something. This is a big, the connected home where I can turn on things from home before I go home. And Alexa, cook dinner. That one doesn't work yet. I can't even get Lynn to cook dinner, let alone Alexa to cook dinner. Lynn is my wife. But the suite of smart home products offered by the company include locks, cameras, lights, thermostats, nursery items. You can monitor the baby's heartbeat. Oh, my gosh. It never ends. Best Buy is currently a best stock now, and it's in my dividend portfolio at the current time because it qualifies with that 2.4% dividend. Best Buy is currently ranked. Now, this is based on performance of the stock, which has been good lately. Do you know that Best Buy, did you know that it's up 92% over the last 12 months? Did you know that? Did you know over the last 5 years it's delivered a total return average of 23.2% per year? Did you know that? Did you know that Best Buy currently, I have a 5-year target price of $85 on the share? The stock is trading at $56.91 today. Once again, it's a 2.5% position in a portfolio of about 35 or 40 stocks that are growers that pay dividends, because I have no exposure to the bond market right now. I don't like the prospects for capital appreciation going forward. This is Bill Gunderson. One more when we come back. This is the Best Stocks Now Free Candy Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question? Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? Well, the Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see Bill live. We will be in Sarasota at the Hyatt Regency downtown on July 13th at 6:30 p.m. for a live evening of stories, entertainment, and solid advice on buying or selling Best Stocks Now. The best part is it's free. The Wonder Gunder Tour stops in Atlanta the following week on July 20th at the Hyatt Regency Perimeter, also at 6:30 p.m., and Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day before and the day after each seminar. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to GundersonCapital.com and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page. That's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire infrared grills, those amazing gas grills that heat up to over 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes to provide professional chef quality performance in your own backyard. Now, you won't find them in the big box stores. Solaire is sold only by the finest specialty retailers who recognize Solaire as the only real hot, fast grill. If you live in an area without a Solaire dealer, Solaire has the demo program where you can try a mini version of a full-size grill in your own backyard, grilling the foods you love. It's made with the same design, materials, components, and performance of the big Solaires, but in a size Solaire can easily ship to you. Try before you buy so you'll know firsthand why Solaire is the last grill you'll ever purchase. Learn more about the demo program and these fantastic USA-made grills at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com, BestHotGrill.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We've talked about Phoenix. I'll be there for a long weekend starting on this Thursday. If you'd like to meet with us there, you can go to the website, GundersonCapital.com. Sarasota, July 13th. Atlanta, July 20th. Seattle, depending upon the Chinook salmon. We talked about, should I buy or sell this current recent pullback in the semiconductor stocks? We talked about one of my favorite biotech stocks. For you aggressive folks out there, you know who you are. You're the ones in the fast lane, 2 inches off the bumper of the guy in front of you, wearing a plaid sport coat, maybe in a convertible. We talked about Best Buy, which is a dividend payer out of Minnesota for you conservative folk. You know who you are. You're in the slow lane, putting along in your Buick with some nice Sinatra music going on and wearing a nice conservative outfit, maybe golf attire, tennis attire. Different crowd from that aggressive Silicon Valley or Eden Prairie crowd. Well, in this last segment, I thought I would talk about another group of dividend-paying stocks, kind of a sector that I like right now to milk for those dividends and hopefully some capital appreciation going forward. Now, in my newsletter over the weekend and in the article that was released yesterday on Seeking Alpha, if you want to go there to seekingalpha.com, I laid out my top five picks right now. They come from different walks of life. We talked about one of them yesterday, Tencent Holdings, and I'm going to try to talk about the rest of them throughout the week here. But if you'd like to see what they are in the meantime, they were in the newsletter over the weekend. If you're not getting the free newsletter, there's different versions now. There's the free newsletter and the full newsletter, which has all of the portfolios. I even have a live trading version of the newsletter. I sent out a couple of buys yesterday. One was in the speculative account, which is really crazy for you. Really crazy. You know who you are. You're the guys at the casino Friday night over here at the Indian Reservation, getting the free buffet and laying down your chips on the craps table. Well, you know what? Every once in a while, we come up with a humdinger down in that speculative area of the market, microcaps, etc. And that's the highest risk area. Not as much as laying down money on the craps table, but that's still pretty high risk. And the newsletter comes out every week, 20 years now. Buy signal on the market since 2009. How valuable. What was that worth to you? The market has more than tripled since then. I don't want to hear anybody complaining about the price of the newsletter. The market has tripled since then. And how valuable will it be when I say, you know what, it's time to do something else. It's time to, we've done the gathering. Now it's time to put it into the garners and protect it. Because that time will also come at some point in the future. I don't see it on the horizon right now. I think the economy was dying on the vine. because we were dependent upon monetary policy only. We've got a new administration that's business friendly. That's helping. Regulations are getting a little less strangulating. That's helping. And if we can get some tax cuts and some stimulus into the economy, I think the bull market will get some new life in it. In the meantime, we're making hay. We're harvesting. We're planting. There's still good buys out there. One of the areas that I still like are those cell towers. Yes, just like a billboard. I was in the billboard business in my early days, CFO of a company, family-owned business. Watched my father develop a very successful company and my brothers. And it was a real training ground for me. That was my Harvard education. I was in the trenches. I was in the pits, making payroll, balancing budgets, slashing cost, hiring, firing. It's the university of real life, if there is such a thing. And I, of course, also accompanied that with a lot of formal education also at several colleges and junior colleges and four-year colleges. But I'll tell you where I learned the most, hands down, was in the real world. Well, a cell tower is like a billboard, you know. You put up a cell tower and you lease out space on it to AT&T, to Verizon, to Sprint, to T-Mobile, etc. You lease that space out. Very, very profitable, isn't it? Well, there's about four cell tower stocks. I currently own a couple of them in my income, dividend and income portfolio. I see that the Wall Street Journal is reporting on a potential Sprint, Comcast, and Charter. That's the old Time Warner, right? Charter? No. Yeah, Charter partnership. And three companies up today on that news: American Tower, AMT, which I own in my income and growth portfolio. Look at that thing break out today. Ooh, I like the looks of that. That's a new all-time high there on AMT. American Tower REIT with its 2.2% dividend yield. And CCI, which is Crown Castle, they're a competitor. It is up 1.9% today. We have, let's see, we have CCI paying a dividend yield right now of 3.7%, and it's also breaking out today. So there you go. You got a lot of free candy today from Gunderson during the Best Stocks Now radio hour. I think you can tell that we're on the front lines of the market every day. I'm a fishing guide that leads parties to where I think the fish are biting the best at any given time. It doesn't always work out. You know, some of the fish don't bite. But overall, they've been biting pretty good since 2009. And we're going to continue to make hay while the sun shines. And when the sun stops shining, we'll put it into the garners and protect it. Because there will come a time when the economy starts to go into recession, when the S&P 500 earnings start to go in recession, and we'll look for what other opportunities present themselves at that point in time. But for now, let's continue to make hay while the sun shines. And I think you can also tell, whether you're the guy in the slow lane driving the Buick, we've got a plan and a strategy for you, or if you're the guy in the fast lane in the yellow Lamborghini, we have a program and strategy for you and everything in between. GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com, or 855-611-BEST. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.